Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.
Richmond, premiers in 2020. The cup goes up, the players hit the stands, and Richmond will celebrate their third flag in 4 years. The confetti goes, and the Tigers will celebrate their third flag in four seasons. A 31-point win over the Cats in the end, 12-9-81, playing 7-8-50. The Cats held to just 2 goals in the second half. Richmond banging on 8 goals. They, in fact, kicked 9 of the last 11 to turn a 22-point deficit into a 31-point win, a 53-point turnaround. So the Cats now will pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and head off the Gabba. They'll head back to the hub in the Gold Coast. They've got a couple of days to vacate that hub, and then they'll make a decision about whether players stay north. Do they come home to Victoria? And we don't think we'll see them till sometime in January as Gary Ablett heads off, standing beside Reece Stanley towards the Geelong race. So as Richmond celebrate, we're hoping to get some vision of Gary Ablett leaving the field for the final time. We're a little bit dictated to by the host broadcaster in terms of what vision we get here into the K-Rock Hub. And Richmond will go and celebrate, but it looks like the Tigers have done the bolt and they're going to head towards the Geelong race, and they will be part of a guard of honour for Gary Ablett, which I think is a very nice touch from Richmond. It's so easy, I suspect, Neildy, when you are the Premier, that you would get caught up in your celebration. So it is.
It can be, Kingy. Sorry, I was going to say, with that, those things are planned in advance. That's why, well, the organisations are so big. You saw Revolt go over and talk to Dangerfield about it. That would have been planned. Yeah. And they would have told the senior players earlier in the week, and they'll get it all organised. And as they said, Joel Selwood said at one stage, there's 160-odd people in the hub. They're massive organisations, yeah, and they do it very well. It's very professional.
So it's been a tough year for the Ablets. Jordan, his wife, losing her mother during the season. We found out that young Levi is suffering from a degenerative condition. Gary spent time away. He was gone for more than 2 months. He went home and then he had to spend a couple of weeks in the hub and transitioning into the Geelong hub. And he came back and he wasn't his electrifying self. He left us with some memories, though, from the preliminary final that helped get the Cats through to this grand final. And he's just posing for some photos now down on ground level before, I suspect, I'm not sure whether he'll be chaired off or whether he'll walk through the guard of honour, but Richmond have made their way over there, so Simon's just saying to Gary that Simon Lloyd's saying to Gary that Richmond have come over. Family allowed onto the ground. They've got some mix zones down on the ground for family and media and the like, so Gary will head back onto the ground. He gives a wave, and quite ironic, Neildy, that Gold Coast, who he captained,
yeah,
their first home and away game was actually at the Gabba against Carlton. They hadn't finished Metricon off in time and they started at the Gabba. So he walks off the ground where he led one of the AFL's newest clubs. So he will head over from the family zone, and you can see the emotion just starting to come onto the face of Gary Ablett, the 36-year-old. From Mottawarri and the Geelong Falcons, round one, 2002 is where the journey started, and 357 games later, it comes to a conclusion. He'll go straight into the Hall of Fame in 5 years' time. Umpires, players, what a wonderful touch. We've been so blessed here at K-Rock to be able to call this man. 247 games for the Cats, 110 for the Suns, which by my count means K-Rock's called him on more than 250 occasions. Throw that in with the 242 games his dad played, and we've had the privilege on K-Rock to call the Ablett name 500 times over the last 36 years. He says farewell for the final time with a thumbs up. Down into the rooms he goes, and the Geelong players follow in single file, and that is Geelong done and dusted. Harry Taylor, he has the camera on him. We don't know whether that's it for him, but we suspect it may be. What does the future hold?
He couldn't possibly go on.
No, I wouldn't have thought. 280 games, a wonderful return for a player that didn't make his debut until he was 21. He was hidden away, we understand. The Cats knew about him. And he was just very quietly kept under the rage along, didn't make a song and dance about the key defender from the West. And they knew they needed to get one because it's quite interesting, sliding doors. And it might have been this ground, Benny, that might have caused that sliding door. That's where Matty Egan got hurt.
Yeah.
Matty Egan doesn't get hurt. Does Harry Taylor find his way onto Geelong's list?
Yeah, maybe not. Sliding doors moment, as you mentioned, Kingy, and Matty Egan was destined to be a really good player.
All Australian that year.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was cut short. He'd taken up footy late as well, Matty Egan. He's a really good tennis player as a youngster. But Richmond are celebrating the spoils. They're just a really, really good team. And they do what good teams do, or any good sports teams or people do. They rise to the challenge. The harder it gets, the better they get. And that's what a lot of clubs strive to do, and they can't always get there, but Richmond have mastered the art, and they're just coming into the game. The one thing that I knew, you knew Richmond were going to play well. You hoped Geelong played well, and you thought they were going to. The second half, it fell apart for the Cats, and look, they'll analyse it. I assume they'll analyse it and look at it. And
oh, Ben, they'll analyse it within a millimetre of its existence. So I think, for me, mate, they're two completely different philosophical organisations. Richmond did bottom out, and they did grab a whole lot of top 10 picks, and they are still there. And they went through some torrid times. Dimonelli lost his position and they got shored up off the ground, and they've stuck with it. Whereas the Geelong organisation is, no, we're not doing that. And they've done an amazing job, and they will continue to attract the high-end talent. That's what they want to do. So Cameron comes into that side. They'll get the deal done. Geelong get deals done. Higgins comes into that side. It'll be a production line again. That's the way they do it. And look, at three-quarter time in the grand final, the scores were, what, 1 point the difference, and it took...
If you're looking at it right now, Neil, and you're coaching Geelong, this game's just happened.
Yep.
I know you wouldn't be analysing it as quickly as that, but
no,
do you think about getting Sean Higgins is the right move?
Probably, Ben. With those decisions, you got to work out what you're going to give up to get Sean Higgins.
Let's just forget about what you've got to give up.
No, you can't.
But do you think Sean Higgins will make a difference?
Oh, absolutely.
They're getting him to push them over the hump.
Absolutely, he will. In that third quarter, they got beaten between the high half forward area and the midfield. Sean is a class player. And the other thing to take into account, that sometimes there's a lot of misinformation that gets out there. The average AFL player plays less than 40 games. So if Sean Higgins turns up and plays 2 years for the Cats, and they play in two grand finals and win one, wow, he's overstayed the average. And if you can get it, and they'll get Jeremy Cameron, what's he, 26 years of age?
Seven.
He's in the top echelon of the AFL play. And that's the way they do it. And absolutely. And Geelong don't get what their first... They got three in the first round. They're late. It's just a... You really can't argue with it. One quarter of footy's cost them the ultimate.
Let's have a look at the Geelong 22 tonight, Benny. We know Ablett won't be there. The big question is who's still in that best 22 come round one? And there's no guarantee that the other 21... We think Harry Taylor's not going on. What do the club do with Lockie Henderson?
Look, those decisions, Kingy, would have already been made.
Yep. Especially because, and I say this nearly because a couple of things. I know we have a quick turnaround in terms of trade week. Trade week starts Friday.
Yeah, they do. But remember, the people that coached that game and played in that game, that's not their...
Stephen Wells and Troy Selwood
will be... been working on... Yep. So, but Stephen Wells has been working on this upcoming draft for 3 years.
But it's a very quick turnaround. Because, as Gil said to us earlier today, they want to start traditional late March.
But it's not as... But my point is that Stephen Wells and his group, which is a department within a high-performing organisation, they didn't find that information out today.
No, true.
They've known that for a long time. And they'll be ready. And they will know exactly that... Clearly, they've offered Jeremy Cameron a contract.
Yep.
They will know now. They would have known 2 weeks ago whether or not GWS they think will match it. And they will have the matching... trade if they think GWS is going to match the offer. So that's already done, and they would have known they'll give up nothing for Sean Higgins. We pick 120, and that's the philosophy of the club.
Hoping to speak with somebody from the Cats. The celebrations continue for the Tigers. Media conferences will come, so I think we will take some of Chris Scott's media conference, depending on whether they make a player available or not, see how that clashes. But Benny, we've got the Twitter sphere fired up. Happy to take your calls, two Cap fans, 52232955. Give us your thoughts on tonight. Keep them G-rated. I know some of you will be frustrated and there'll be a lot of emotion among Cap fans, but if you can control those emotions. But we're happy to hear from you, 52232955. But what are they saying on the KFC Twitter, Benny, at KROQ Football?
Well, Daz Broncos.
We're keeping you awake, Benny.
I just had a little involuntary spasm there, Kingy. Daz Broncos, who's been listening from over there, suggests Tigers had several gears and we did not have enough to go with them. Hope the loss burns deep in the guts of the bottom 16 players and educates them on what is needed to win. Three times round one picks, Cameron, and games into Cooper, Stevens, etc. There is hope out there, just sucks right now. So, well said from Daz, all the way over there from America. It's Andrew Daly. It's funny.
I feel sorry for Daz, because it's very early in the morning there.
He's probably getting out of work.
I was going to say, sunrise is probably not too far away. Yeah, I know. Oh, but he works any day of the week with what he does.
He's got Saturdays off, I think.
Sunrise.
He's pulled rank.
Sunrise is probably not too far away.
He's got the work experience kid pulling the buttons.
John's joined us on the line. John, thanks for your call.
Hey, boys. The reason why Chris Scott is a good coach and not a great coach is that he should have had the courage to take Ablett off the ground and sit him on the bench. Simple as that.
They're probably... I mean, they're one short then, John, but... Look, there's probably that second half will get dissected, and some have already questioned off the KFC Twitter about Dangerfield spending a lot of his time up forward. I think he only had three or four touches after half time. I mean, Ablett still had an influence. It's probably not as easy. I mean, Geelong, I'm not sure taking Gary Ablett off. They got outscored 10-2, so there was plenty of problems. They just couldn't control the run of Richmond, which I'm not sure was Gary Ablett's fault, but the midfield seemed to just slack off and whatever, and Richmond got their game going. They were always going to, and we mentioned it at half time that they had so many players down Richmond, they only trailed by 15 points. They were never going to be down for the whole game, and when they got going, Geelong just couldn't arrest the momentum. So look, it would have been a big call to take Ablett off and just leave him sitting off. In the end, the ball never really got down to him after half time, so pretty hard to blame Gaz.
John, thanks for your call, thanks for your support of KROQ Football during the year. 52232955. Benny, you had some more tweets that you were going through there.
Andrew Daly, it's funny, but look at the scoreworm from each of the grand final. The 2019 prelim, almost identical. So Geelong just playing well in the first half and then dropping off. Civilised Beast, second quarter, we should have capitalised on that. Could have been 5-goal margin at halftime instead of 15 points. Different game then. Going to hurt for a while. So Cat fans are obviously just as a tweet there saying, I'm sure it's from, but trying to think of positives to take away right now. One, Menegola had absolutely repaid the club's faith in him and he came to play in the grand final. Gary Ablett Jr. all heart, fought through the pain. Good luck to him in whatever he does post footy. Three, Cats will be back in 2021. Andrew Daly obviously just commenting on Richmond, how good it was for them to send off Gaz, really good stuff, which was a good touch from Richmond. You just want to flag and he's sending off a player from the opposition. So good stuff there from the Tigers. But Cat fans are, they're still pretty positive, pretty proud of the group to get to the grand final. You're just probably scratching their heads a little bit as to how a game that they were in and controlling for the best part of a half suddenly just is absolutely ripped away and ripped away in a pretty big way in the second half. 9-2 is a panting.
Catherine has joined us on the line. Catherine, thanks for your call.
Yeah, good evening. I'm glad that they made the grand final, but I'm disappointed that they lost. I want to know how come every time we play Richmond, we only play half a game and then we lose. Like last year in the prelim, we've done the same thing. We were up at half time and then all of a sudden we don't play the second half for some reason.
Well, Mark Neal will answer that question for you, Catherine.
Look, that says more about Richmond than it does about Geelong. Richmond are an unbelievable team. Their depth of talent and depth of class is greater than the Cats, and that's a fact. Geelong, in their last couple of outings against Richmond, they can stay with them for a half. Tonight, they certainly stayed with them for three quarters. Geelong have come up against one of the greatest sides of the modern era. They've just won their third premiership in 4 years, and at quarter time they were a point behind. The reality is that Richmond have a depth of class that no other club has. So I think Geelong have done a wonderful job to make the grand final, and it hurts like hell. And there will be no one hurting any more than the players and the coaching group themselves. They've done an amazing effort, and the reality is Richmond were too good. And I think it says more about the Tigers than the Cats. But it's a good observation, Catherine, that Geelong have the talent to go a certain distance with Richmond at the moment when they play their best, but they can't go all the way.
The thing with Richmond too, they're not going anywhere in a hurry.
No, they maybe not. It is quite interesting, Kingy. I think for me, one of the things that, Richmond had their troubles in the bubble, in the hub or whatever. They had boys, players sent home for misdemeanours. And
Callum Coleman-Jones and Sydney Stack.
You used to hear that they were brothers and all this sort of stuff. They've got the best players, Tom, and they play well because they are actually the best players, and they've got them in a system. They're happy to accept the roles that they have. That goes a long way. You go through the draft and you see some of their top-end picks. They can play. They can seriously play. And that's... Dustin Martin's a freak show. He's a top-10 pick. Trent Cotchin now, it deserves to be spoken about as one of the greatest captains of all time. He's captained 3 premierships in 4 years. Top-10 pick. Revolt was a high-end draft pick. Rioli's a high-end draft pick. These guys are quality players. And that's footy at the top end. And that's why I think Geelong... The way that organisation has put together an outstanding team of players who don't have the depth of class and talent as Richmond, and to be with them at three-quarter time is a bloody good effort. Let's hope that Jeremy Cameron does turn up and Sean Higgins does turn up and whoever else they go after, and we get some improvement from some of the younger players. And they'll learn from this. The young ones will remember what they went through in the hub and on grand final day. It's tough work.
Just getting word that we'll be speaking with Mitch Duncan in just a moment for a couple of words from the Geelong rooms, and we'll get Matty to get onto that very, very shortly. Matty doing a power of work back at K-Rock HQ. He will just dial into Mitch Duncan and we'll have a chat to the number 22, who was very, very good for the Cats tonight. Geelong's best or Stewart tonight, Neary?
Either or. Toss of the coin. I think Mitch Duncan was terrific. He was in it, I think, for the majority of the game too. Tom Stewart, he played an exceptional game. Minigola wasn't... He wasn't too bad either. And there were a lot of players who played well in that first half. But I think Mitch Duncan has had an outstanding final series.
Absolutely has. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, of course, suffered that hamstring injury mid-season, but it didn't hold him back. And a wonderful year. And I suspect he'll poll high in the Kaji Greaves, Medal of Kaji Greaves, to be announced on Thursday night. That will be done via a virtual setup. Zoom will bring us that with the it's a members-only function. Members will be sent a link for that, and looking forward to being on that on Thursday night and being able to cover Kaji Greaves Medal in a very different way. Usually Crown Palladium on a Thursday night. This will be a bit different, sitting in the K-Rock Hub and covering the best and fairest. So fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, of course, our good friends at City to Serve Solar, a Geelong solar power and energy efficiency specialist. Essington Street in Grovedale is where you can find them. I've got to give away the Routley's Party Faves box for the final time this year. And these are our winners tonight, Matty, if you could take this down. John, Joe and Donnie. Donnie rang in one of the Routley's Party Faves box.
That was gold from Donnie.
So he ended up with...
Did he get one?
Good on
him. Oh, Donnie, and you have relented, Kingy, because you were giving us fresh air.
No, hang on, I said...
Oh, here we go.
Didn't I say, till after the grand final, I said there's every chance that nobody will call after the grand final after if they lose, and Donnie, you'll be in the box seat, and he was in the box seat.
Well, Kingy, all I can remember is that Ben and I, we were so positive towards Donnie, and you gave him fresh air. That's you all I remembered. And
he's
now you've come
remember
the goods.
That you fresh aired him.
And without Ben and without me, he would have got nothing. That's what he's going to remember.
I had somebody call me a flog on Twitter tonight, so that was nice.
Oh, I've been called a fair bit worse.
Yeah. Kingy, what have I said to people? I've been called worse. Buy better.
Yes, that's true. Look, feedback's a gift. You choose if you want to unwrap it.
Yep, absolutely. Geelong Insurance Brokers did our head-to-head all season long. Don and the team, they will get you the best deal, not just the cheapest price, of course. GeelongInsuranceBrokers.com.au. Impact of Hawkins and Danger versus Lynch and Revolt. Well, didn't that get turned on its head from half-time to the second half?
Yeah, absolutely. They just switched halves, Kingy, as you well pointed out. So, look, one half, one up. But winners get the spoils.
Dustin Martin and the Geelong midfield.
Yeah, well, he pretty much beat them all on his own.
But he did a lot of that forward. His dominance was in the forward 50. When you kick four goals.
It was, but I think it's a really smart move what they did. And it's interesting, like people are saying, well, what was Dangerfield doing in the midfield? Martin played most of his time as a high half forward because they've got depth of class, depth of talent in there, and they played their roles better than the Geelong boys. They were able to get away with that, and it was, you know, potentially a match-winning situation for them.
Do you like the night grand final?
Oh, yeah. How good. What do you think?
Those streakers came on. Do you reckon they could?
They weren't clothed streakers. So they... Pitch invaders.
Invaders.
So they are actually a comedy duo, apparently, and are known for pulling stunts like that. Have 1.2 million Instagram followers.
That's what's wrong with...
Who pay for the... Will they pay for the fine?
Oh, I suspect they'll probably crowdfund it and...
See, that's a disaster. Do they get an extra fine for being within 1.5 metres of the guards?
A comedy duo, are they?
Apparently.
They should double the fine. Triple the fine.
Yeah, reading a story on it before. For those who are interested in the votes for the Norm's...
Oh, where's Pete? K-Rock's own.
Who did Pete vote for? He voted for... He gave Lawson one.
I've texted him and said, you didn't stuff it up, well played, but we don't know what's he done.
He's gone Martin Short Edwards.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So, you know what he went and he looked at the stats because they're the three leading stat winners.
Oh, they're not, are they?
Yes.
No, he's done well, K-Rock's own.
So the panel, Lee Matthews, Martin Broad Edwards, Lauren Arnell, Martin Short Duncan, Malcolm Blight, Martin Duncan Edwards, Barrett, Martin, Short, Edwards, Pete Ryan, Martin, Short, Edwards. So Martin, 15, Short, 6, Edwards, 4, Duncan, 3, Nathan Broad with 2. So they are the votes for...
Comprehensive.
So Richmond, we might take this if we can. Matty from Carrick HQ, the Tigers have huddled around the Premiership Cup in the rooms at the Gabba, and the song is going to be sung. Listen to this. And that is Richmond in 2020. The Premiership Cup is theirs. They win it for the third time in 4 years. We're in the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.